Welcome to the live stream. Part one today. Nothing. Nobody. Just me. Still got to do some talking. It's a requirement. Shane's here. Yeah. Got the whole crew. Shane and Nick dodged forces like a motherfucker.
Oh, Shane forgot to wear it.
I mean, we're not doing the video cam thing anyway, so.
But
the face cam thingy, Shane. Bobber. What's up, buddy?
Look what I'm wearing, Shane.
I got green.
He's got green.
I understand the waking up late thing.
At 11 o'clock.
Yeah. At 11 o'clock last night, I was like, man, I am dead dog tired. I'm just going to lay down and I'll be able to pass right out. 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm still up fucking figuring out old music that I listened to in grade school and fucking high school because my brain was like, you ain't going nowhere. Find music. I was like, okay. Sorry, brain.
We have a plan. It's fine.
Yeah.
There is a plan for it's monsters.
It's Bill's plan. We really don't know what it is.
No. Me and Bill have already talked about the plan. We know the plan.
The plan is very simple. In order to keep it from becoming the catastrophe that it was last time, these videos, these weekly monsters...
We'll have sound effects to
make
it funny.
They cover an era, but only for an hour. At the end of an hour, whatever we have covered is deleted from the folder so we don't cover it again in the next run. We move on to the next episode, begin the rotation, come back, so that way we don't get stuck on a 3-hour...
shitty monster thing.
Yes.
So yep. This is V3 part one.
Yep. Yes, so this will end up being V3 part one. So that means we don't have to rush or anything. We just delete what we've already covered and keep on moving and don't have to worry about burning ourselves out like last time. Covering the entire lineage of a fucking weekly monster is rough as shit.
And as you saw, I usually delete the stuff we get through anyway. So
yeah.
Because I got it saved on the laptop.
Yep, so we'll just make that a habit. And as we get through it, we get through it. One way or another, we said we'd look at all these damn things, so we will, but we're not about to rope ourselves into, let's cover the entire show again.
Nope,
that was a
lesson
bad idea.
Lesson was learned, plan was created. Fuck that.
No shit, lesson
Fuck
was learned.
Fuck that, because that episode almost broke us to the point of where we were like, no, fuck this show, we don't need this anymore. It literally almost got to that point. It was bad. And I think I was running on no sleep that day,
and
too.
Actually, we do have the Go Ranger folder. But we're gonna kill out, or we're going to start V3 before we move to Go Ranger. But that is now...
It's in there.
Yeah, that is now set.
We got the first two Sentai in there for when we get to it.
Yep. Which is it... It's Go Ranger and
J.A.
and Jakku.
Jakku.
Yep.
Jakku da whatever.
Ronin. Yeah, I know. It was games that I could have been playing instead of sitting there with shitty monsters for 3 hours.
Well, to be
It was more entertaining to me than those fucking monsters.
Understandable.
I was just going through my Steam library. That was it. I didn't even go through all of it. That's the sad thing.
So, is there a story time? Is there anybody here with a story time?
Oh, that essentially was my story time, is my dumb ass was like, man, I'm tired, it's time to go to bed. And then fucking next thing I know, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm finally like, okay, phone off, I've listened to enough music now, I think we can turn that off. Although I will admit, because I actually passed the fuck out naturally, because, you know, that's the... fun fucking thing of, you know, having insomnia. When you actually pass the fuck out, like right before you do, your brain just goes, one last random brain blast. So fucking some old cartoon from when we were kids popped up in my head and it was like all shitty looking and the characters are different colors and the fucking sharp angles. No. Like people's heads were like sharp triangles and squares and shit. And I was like, the fuck cartoon is that? I need to remember that, and I'll look it up
Reboot?
In the morning. No, I woke up and fucking my... I literally woke up, thought about it, and the image flashed in my head again, and I go, Brain, you're a fucking moron. That was Doug.
Oh.
Literally, you are that fucking stupid that you were half out of it. Exactly.
You said triangles and squares, and I'm like, the only cartoon I remember where people's heads were triangles and squares was Reboot.
No.
And that was the little mini bit
Aqua
dudes.
Aqua Teen, Hunger Force 2.
I tried to watch that show again, that Doug. I legitimately tried. I got about 15 episodes in, and I was like, I can't take this shit.
Yeah.
Like, it is...
Now, wait,
it is
original
the,
or Disney?
The original Doug. Okay. And it's bad. It's
the
not.
Nick Doug.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
When we were kids, it was like the first time that we'd watched like a drama.
Right.
Like a continuing slice of life drama. And let me tell you that as you grow up and you watch actual slice of life dramas, Doug is fucking awful. Like,
There's like. Two good things about Doug, and the first is when they do, like, the random music videos for the fucking beats or whatever.
Yeah.
And then the other good part about Doug
is
the nostalgia.
I mean, there were things about it while I was watching it where I was enjoying it for the most part. Like, it was passable. It was 20 minutes, turn your mind off. But, like, every time I was watching it, I was like, oh, man, this is bad. you could just feel that they wanted to do, it was almost like they had something, like an idea to do a character drama of a kid that moves to a new area and has to get used to a new school and has a love interest and yada yada.
Right.
I don't know, kind of like Suzuka, if Suzuka took everything interesting that it ever did out and the kid daydreamed a lot. Like, that's pretty much what it is.
Yeah. And to be fair, that's one of those things as well where then you start seeing other slices of life, like, you know, everybody's favorite Azumanga Daioh, where there's all sorts of craziness happening all the time. You're like, why can't there be this type of craziness in this motherfucker's daydreams?
Nope, he's got to be Quail Man.
Right.
Quail Man. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Put a belt on his head and wear his underpants on the outside.
He's
Quail Man!
Kid. Oh, shit.
Well, you know, speaking of animes and stuff... So, funny story. Mary. What the fuck, Shane?
He laughed. It was a funny story.
Yeah, it was a funny story.
So, I get home from work yesterday, and Mary's trying to watch One Punch Man, finally.
Nice.
And she was watching it on Netflix, and she's like, isn't there an English dub for this? And I was like, there should be. Hold on, let me look it up. Because I remember I watched One Punch Man in English on Netflix. Went on to Google. I was like, oh, for some reason they took One Punch Man's English dub off 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. I was like, apparently the only way to watch this is Hulu in English.
Now I'll tell you.
But I was like, fuck, you have to pay for Hulu.
Yeah.
They don't have, like, a free membership. It's, like, $6 for the shitty one, $12 for the, hey, here's no ads thing. I was like, wait a minute.
Or it could get the Disney Plus bundle with Hulu.
And then I was like, wait a minute. Christmas, we got that Hulu gift card. We haven't used it yet. So I put that bitch on, and then I was like, all right, fucking just let me get to the show. And it was like, well, before you do anything, could you pick some interests for yourself real quick? And I was like, oh, fucking God. So I clicked on a few different genres, and I was like, all right, done. And I jumped over to the next page. And it was like, hey, out of those interests, here's some shows that we might think would be cool for you. How about you pick a couple? Then we'll let you get to what you want. One Punch Man was not on that list. But I had a lot of dumbass documentaries on there, even though I didn't hit documentaries like... 1,000-pound sisters.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. So.
That's a show about fat people.
Okay. No, I could actually explain that.
It's a show
that.
About people who should be dead. They weigh half a ton, Shane.
Oh, no.
He's kind of not wrong. Essentially what that was is there was an episode of My 600-Pound Life where it was two chicks in Georgia who were both fatter than fuck. And are trying to lose weight, like legitimately trying. They fail miserably, but because the two were so, like, quote, charismatic and it was an episode that motherfuckers pirated off of YouTube over and over and over and over and over the fuck again, they decided to give them their own show because one of them is actually a YouTuber.
Yeah, well, regardless, the fact that...
my fiance watches it all the fucking time. I'm like, how the fuck can you watch this?
The fact that I literally did not click documentaries, and they threw like six shitty documentaries at me. I'm like, what was the point of me wasting my time on selecting those?
Well, to be fair, my 1,000 pound...
Are you drunk?
Yeah, the 1,000 pound sisters or whatever. Technically, that's reality TV
bullshit.
I
didn't click reality
TV.
Yeah,
I know, but...
I picked... adult animation for anime. I picked comedy movies, sci-fi movies, and sci-fi TV shows.
Yep.
That was it.
Yep. Then they're going to give you a whole bunch of other shit being like, well, maybe you might. And it's like, no. Trust me,
there
I know.
You go.
And to be fair,
before we get started, the one cool thing I did find in my suggestions when I jumped over, they were like, hey, here's the merch suggestion for your style. How about Dread? I was like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been looking for this because Netflix hasn't fucking had it.
Yeah.
Well, this is your chance to watch them turtles.
I could, but
they're so fucking good.
But
I don't give a shit.
I'm going to enjoy watching Dread at some point again because I fucking loved that reboot.
Right.
That movie was amazing.
Now,
Carl Urban did an amazing job as Judge Dredd.
Oh, yes, he did. Yes,
he
did.
I mean, he wasn't Stallone going, the law!
Right.
Friggin' law!
Right.
One dude when he's...
Instead, we got Gavin Free slow-mo time.
It's true.
No, he literally was the slow-mo coordinator for that.
Right. I know.
But he's not credited.
I know.
It's funny.
But now, with that story out of the way, let me explain something that would have saved you a little bit of time and hassle. Crunchyroll. Done.
Yes, but... Hulu, I have access to a lot more shows, and it's paid for, so I have no ads for 2 months.
No, true. While the English...
It's literally 2 months of free Hulu for me because we got a gift card for Christmas.
Eh, fair enough.
I watched the first season of One Punch Man dub.
Well, either way, I think story time's over because it's like...
Around the room.
Reploid Bill, William Bush.
Sad Love Osario.
Scott Action Jackson.
Nick Bennett, Lone Paladin.
Hello.
God damn it, Shane. Say your name!
You already did.
Say your name!
You already did.
I hate you.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone. Okay, we're going to check out Archbishop Tsubasa Human Form. There you go.
20 out of 5.
It's a dark wizard.
Bougie bougie.
It's a dark Gandalf.
You!
God damn it.
Shall not enjoy! You say that, and now all I can think of is, because it's not spoilers, they literally have a little joke in the newest episode of Falcon and Winter Soldier where they're arguing wizards versus mages. I was like, God damn it.
If you're telling me to watch Animaniacs, I have watched a large chunk of that show back in the
he
day.
Means
no, the new run on Hulu.
I'm almost terrified to.
It's good. It actually
I'll give
is
it
good.
A shot.
The only thing that people freak out about.
It has a few scratch your head moments, but that's it.
Well, they brought back the original. They brought back an awful lot of the original writers and cast.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So
as
it
long
still
as they
has
back some of the original.
It
cast.
Still has very much the same feel. But I'm just going to tell people that freak out about that show, motherfuckers grow up. They change. They turn into different people. You're talking about a show that was done by writers and people and cast and crew. Like fucking
20 years ago.
That's a lot of time to look at your own life and make decisions about the person that you were and the person that you are. You are not the same fucking person you were 10 years ago.
Yep.
So that's just the truth of the fucking matter. So yes, even if you bring the same people back, they will not write the exact same. It's not possible. People adapt and change.
Yep.
This fucking guy does not. This guy looks like that. And sadly, he's stuck looking like that because he didn't get a chance to come back and be something else.
Well, I'm going to give Gandalf the Hands of Fate a 2.5.
Gandalf the Handsome Fate.
Well, I am going to...
Scott, no, you get the hug. You get the hug.
Well, I
that
thought
is
it was
amazing.
But I thought it was a Shane hug.
No, he got the Nick hug. That is the I am proud of you, my boy hug.
Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Fuck yes.
Right. Max. Horrible movie.
Do we got any more pictures, Bill?
Well, I need
one. That was it.
Right, there was one other.
What was the other picture?
A picture of his toy, which, by the way, if you would like to purchase, I'm sure it'll look great on your shelf.
No, I'm not doing that, but... I mean, I've seen worse. I've seen a lot worse, like a pyramid.
We've seen worse on here, yeah.
Yeah, like a pyramid. We've seen a really shitty pyramid toy.
No, I don't think you have.
Still, he's not bad. And the only thing I don't like about his design is those damn fucking super long tassels.
Yeah, his fucking
macho man.
And the thing is, I understand in Japan in the 70s, they were huge on fucking westerns. No. You don't go that extreme on it.
Not for somebody like Gandalf the Fail, but...
It's Faildolf. That's why I said, you shall not enjoy. The mask is actually neat, though. I do kind of like the mask. The bird staff is kind of cool. I'll give him a 3.8. He's not bad.
This guy,
I have seen way worse.
This guy looks like those horrible fucking live actors that they get to film those awful VHS tapes that tried to teach you how D&D worked.
Yeah.
That's what this
okay,
guy
he gets a 4 now.
That's exactly God. What it reminds me
you
of.
You just did that. He gets a 4 now.
Like if you've ever
seen, I love to make fun of those.
If you've ever seen like the Dragon Strike movie that tries to teach you how to play Dragon Strike, it is a special kind of bad. And I used to own that motherfucker.
Right. Yeah, so I was going to say, I've been watching a lot of like fucking AVGN, and I went back. I was like, let's watch Board James. It's like episode 2 or 3. It's like, let's pop in this VHS. And all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, fuck, I remember that shit.
Yeah.
I think I
saw that movie around 20-something times because people would come over and I'd be like, fucking play this game. And they'd be like, how do we play it? And I'd put in that awful VHS. It was so bad. Yeah.
I believe that I'm going to give...
Dollar store fucking Gandalf.
No, it's not just that. It looks like he tried to audition for the Court of Owls, and they laughed him off the fucking...
No. He didn't try to join the Court of Owls. He tried to join the Court of Eagles. And they said no.
We're already lame. We don't need you laming it up anymore.
Exactly.
And then he tried
That's
out
why
for
he's
ZZ
dressed
Top.
In black now. Yeah, and then he tried out for ZZ Top.
And failed that. And then
I'm
going
to try not
for...
to start at the absolute lowest. I'm going to give him a 2 and hope that we go up from here.
Okay, then I'll take that spot. Give him a 1.
So we got a 4, a 2.8, a 2, a 1. Seth, what are you giving him?
I'm still debating because the motherfucker literally took a goddamn Macho Man Randy Savage shirt. Instead of it being fucking tie-dye, he dyed the entire fucking thing black. He went and got a goddamn Hitler staff from fucking
That's
Nazis
not a Hitler
in Germany.
Staff.
Dude, says he's from the court of dodo birds.
He's not wrong.
Ooh, that's a very
he's the only he's the only
exclusive.
One there.
He's yeah. very, it's exclusive. It's very
it's
exclusive.
Extremely
but
rare.
Like, and then here's the thing. And then if you go to the toy, you can see it in better fucking detail. But he's got a fucking chain that's got like a fucking magnifying glass on the fucking other end of it.
So he can.
It's like
it.
What?
That's a magical lens.
Bullshit.
Magic lens.
Look at him. Magic.
The dude's getting old. He needs to carry his magic monocle wherever he goes.
And in truth, there are actually some older people that do have little magnifying lenses around a little
right,
necklace.
But that's what I'm saying. The motherfucker could have put it in his mask. Like,
no, because that'll fuck you up
now
when you're trying to walk
now
around.
Now I see.
Motherfucker, that's the reason why there's bifocals and trifocals. So a motherfucker could goddamn read up close and not have to change their glasses. Or put on 8 pairs like my father does, where he can't read shit, so he puts on his cheaters. It's like, fuck, I can't read that. So he puts cheaters on his cheaters. Fuck, I still can't read that. Then gets a magnifying glass while he's got cheaters on his cheaters. I'm like, go get glasses, you old fuck. Like,
What?
So what's your score then? He's a dude in a fucking suit with a mask. Like, yes, he's at least wearing something other than normal clothes, so I can't give him the basic bid.
Not in a suit, he's in robes.
Guys
fool.
Wearing suits?
No.
He's
some
in
of
robes.
These motherfuckers is okay. Real.
Suits,
like the pig monster?
Suits is like in quotes monster. And used as a general term in this.
Now, let me ask you this real quick before you give your score. Does anybody here have that urge to snap into a Slim Jim like I do?
No, oh yeah! No,
actually, no. Because
like
Slim
one
Jim's
of the only snacks I'm allowed to have. So yeah, I'd love to.
And honestly, Slim Jims don't taste the same as they used to. So after Macho Man died, they went downhill.
It's the only snack I'm allowed, so I eat the fuck out of them.
To be fair,
I don't really go with the Slim Jims. Normally, I go and I'll get the fucking the Matadors from because those are at least
get the old Wisconsins. You get a fucking big pack of them for like $5.
Fuck it. I'm gonna give this dumb motherfucker a 2.5. He's a 2.4.
God damn it.
Okay.
I saved him!
So he's gonna turn into a kaiju now. He's gonna become Zombie Bat.
What the fuck?
Oh my lord!
What is up with
boobs.
Weird pustule tits?
Tumor boobs!
Next! Too tired for this shit.
Oh my lord.
Guys, it's Batman's least...
And his fucking left hand is like weirdly tumor growth stretchy. Fucking what the fuck?
Hey, Bill. It's Batman's less impressive villain. Fail Bat.
Dude.
And his tits have bats.
Zero!
This guy.
Fuck this guy.
It's Man Bat mid transformation.
This guy wanted himself a set of knockers, but he didn't have the money to pay for it, so he went to the back alley doctor. And, well, this is the result, Shane.
They're not even the same size, nor are they even.
Look, man.
You get what you pay for.
At least you get what you pay for.
Even.
I guess I can admit that a belt not being even is one of my pet peeves.
But, so, hey.
But Shane.
Going back to
Shane,
his
how is it that you
form?
Looked at the belt but you didn't notice his junk?
Well,
you're always the one that notices the junk.
Well, here's the thing. As you know, I don't purposely go out of my way looking at dick. So.
I see.
I don't notice it half the time.
Seth, the thing is, now going back. To his original form, which one's better?
No shit.
Right.
This dude is sad. This dude, I'm gonna throw down
my
one
big
on
thing
this
is,
guy.
How the what? He has a lot of bird tendencies in his normal form, and he turns into bat.
One.
This motherfucker is at the zero.
I don't know. Pokemon evolutions don't make sense. Same as this.
Sometimes they don't. Other times, alright.
I mean, sometimes, yes, sometimes they
get,
really, really
like,
do.
Like, okay, so you get a rock with arms, then it grows up and it becomes a rock with more arms, mm-hmm. then it grows up and then, you know, all the arms fucking turn into a giant ball and now it's like a snake monster inside of a giant rock ball.
Or
like
you start,
that one, okay, that's a little dumb.
Or
but.
You start as a worthless fish and become a fucking hydra. So,
well, to be fair, that's technically because it's a Chinese myth dragon, but that's another story for another time.
But it still stays in the same classification.
Fish?
Hydras are aquatic snakes.
But they're yeah. fish.
It might as well be a fish.
You all right? Delicious, isn't it?
I'd rather be thirsty.
I'd offer you a drink, but you can't have what I have.
Oh, that was bad.
Bill can't have what I have either. It'll kill him.
Nope. Can't drink what he's drinking. Can't drink what you're drinking. Can't drink what you're drinking. What are you drinking?
Sweet tea.
No, I can't have a sweet tea.
You could technically have what I'm having because it's empty melted ice.
So
water with a little bit of flavor.
Yeah, nope, that flavor he can't have.
I can't have that flavor.
That's true.
All right. So what's this sad piece of shit get?
I don't know, because I missed a somebody. I have a 1, a 0, a 1.5, and a 1.
I think you're missing Bill.
No, you're missing Shane. Shane.
Yeah, Shane never
gave a score. I don't know.
I think he's still debating whether he wants to put the bat on his list or if he wants to avoid looking at it again, like the cheater that he is.
Oh, just because I found a loophole.
Right.
You need to give that guy a score so we can check out Baron Kiba.
That name sounds better. I'll give this guy a one.
Oh, it's Kiba time.
Okay, which means that bat that bat failure is a 0.9.
Here we go, human form.
Ugh.
Okay, so it's it's a very shitty rip-off necromancer from Diablo 2. Got it.
I see more of a witch doctor with the skull.
Yeah, it could be.
That's
could
why
be
I said shitty rip-off necromancer.
I guess that's our best pick.
I mean, is this dude trying to be Baron Samedi without being Baron Samedi?
Okay,
because I think
so,
that's what's going on.
So let's say this follows some kind of a theme in terms of its bad guys. Just from the two we've seen evil dark wizard guy. Now we've seen
evil witch doctor.
Basically,
guy?
A human goblin squaw shaman. He's basically a goblin shaman that is a human.
Or just a witch doctor.
No, he doesn't look like a witch doctor to me. We had one of those, and he was immortal, and nobody knows where he went.
Yep.
He lived right here in Peoria with us.
Oh.
Yeah.
You don't remember the witch doctor?
Nope.
Fuck yeah.
I've slept a little bit.
He was the same motherfucking age for like 20-something years.
You sometimes would see him when you're driving through town, and you'd be like, oh my God.
He was walking around downtown, down by like the Civic Center and everything.
I remember that guy, yeah.
He was always near naked, always with the fucking frilly fucking grass skirt and fucking face painted chicken bones. Like, yeah, he was, hair was crazy. That was a real guy.
He lived
in our area. He was an actual fucking witch doctor fucking dude here for a long time.
I think he was immortal.
Dude didn't seem to age for 20-something years, and then he just fucking straight up vanished.
Mm. You guys do know that voodoo doctors are witch doctors.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah. Yeah, the only difference between a witch doctor and a voodoo doctor is a voodoo doctor literally practices hoodoo. That's literally the only difference. It's
but
a
that
religious
would make
preference.
It different.
No, because they still practice witch doctory.
Yes, it's still witch doctory. It's just a difference. It's a difference
okay,
in religion.
Bill,
which
you,
makes them different.
Not all right. Here's the
it
thing.
Makes
I'm
them
sorry.
A
if
makes
you're going to argue religion, a Catholic is not a Christian. Done. They are different. Once you get into religious dictation and one person goes on even a slightly different path, that's a different denomination.
Right, exactly. But it's the difference between fried chicken and grilled chicken.
Is Christianity. The big difference is Catholicism and Protestantism.
I'm not
going to
argue this with you because there are different churches, even in our area, where the Catholics do not go to the straight Christian church. I'm sorry, no.
Right.
We should break this. I don't want to get into a religious talk.
I don't either, but
no. We did.
Yeah, religious talks can get real nasty.
Right, exactly. But that's kind of the reason why it is I'm saying, because it's a religious difference. It's basically the exact same difference between fried chicken and grilled chicken.
The two things I don't...
It's still fucking chicken, but...
But there's a huge difference because I'm not allowed to have fried chicken.
Exactly. That's
God
what
damn
I mean.
It, Bill. Shut up about your fucking... Oh, woe is me. I can't have stuff.
You don't keep knowing.
That's why I said there is a difference, but it's a slight difference.
To be fair, last
2.5.
Last night, Bill told me everything he couldn't have, and I told him to go on a liquid diet because you can't have anything
Dude,
but
I can't
liquid.
Eat shit.
He can't even do that.
No, he can. No, there's certain liquids.
No, I guarantee you, if you tried to have a protein shake on a liquid diet,
he can't
do it.
No, I'm not allowed to have a protein shake.
See?
Yeah.
So how's he going to get his protein?
Then you know what? Just don't eat it ever again. Just start.
Wait. I already had a shamrock shake in front of him. I already taunted him enough.
Yep. I can't drink that.
He never drunk these things anyway, so I don't feel bad.
So either way, we spent 20 fucking minutes arguing different bullshit. This man gets a fucking 2.
What's
Who
V2?
Else? That's a 2.
What the hell is V2?
So I've got a 1, I got a 2.5, a 2, and a 2. Who hasn't scored?
Bill.
Oh, this guy gets fucking 2. He's
2.
He's
okay,
just,
then we divide by the 5. He's a 1.9. Get him the fuck off the screen.
Well, here's Vampiric Mammoth. This is what he becomes. Because
otherwise, this is going to turn into a fucking 6-episode arc. Because we're going to be arguing other bullshit.
Okay,
what you just said was awesome. Vampiric Mammoth.
Well, the thing is,
that is actually sick.
He had a...
No, I can't drink that either. I can't drink
V3. Skull.
I can't drink any of the V8 line V2s. I can't have any of that.
This
nope,
guy at
tomatoes.
Least follows suit a bit. He had a mammoth.
I can't
skull.
Fuck around. I can't fuck around too hard with processed tomatoes.
Well, then, you know what? Just do the piccolo diet.
I can buy a tomato from the store and cut it up myself. I can't buy canned or processed tomato.
Why don't you just do the piccolo diet then? Just drink water and that's it.
No, we need another picture.
Oh, are you sure? Because this dude's amazing.
Actually, he's better than the
last
guy.
Yes, I need to see more amazing.
There you go.
That's a shitty toy.
That's the best toy right there.
The really weird thing is
he looks like he would go with our Ninja Turtle line.
No,
that we
he looks
up.
Like
he's
got that one hand,
oh God,
and then he's
no,
got a
reference.
Hoof.
I can't make that fucking reference.
Throw me off a little bit.
Hopefully he'll. Get
I don't
me.
Know if I like that.
The other guy had a hand, and then a thing. Okay, well that's it.
Yeah, that's it. So I need scores from everybody, so I can make a reference after everybody scores.
I'll do 3.2.
I can't drink V3. It's too much sugar.
I'm at a 3.5.
Look, guys.
Three.
Here's the thing. If it fucking says, if it's fucking 4, I'm probably pushing it even with 4 grams of sugar in a drink. I can't have it.
Just... So Bill gave it a 4. There you go.
Actually, yeah, I do like him.
Okay,
that's
so he's
why
a 4?
Like, yeah. Okay. 3.something.
Right,
know. Exactly.
I don't know why, but the goofy ridiculousness seems to work on him better than the others we've seen so far.
So with this man, he is a 3.34. Now, before we close
now,
this out,
would have helped
go
him
to the
is
toy.
If his feet would have been different. If they would have given him, like, hoof type of
well,
feet.
If they would have given him the mammoth feet.
Him,
yep.
If he would have
had
mammoth feet, I would have been all about it.
His left hand is a mammoth hoof.
Yes.
If he would have given it to his right foot, that would have been neat.
That would have been neat, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree with that. If he was, yeah,
he's
that would have been
supposed to be humanoid?
Yep.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But still show some mammoth features?
Right.
I mean, he is, but...
Now, I want you to go to the toy before we close out of this guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what that toy reminds me of right there, if you look at that mouth, it's that stupid CG thing that Lucas put in the fucking bar scene.
Oh!
That singing thing in Jabba's.
Yeah, okay.
I saw that. I was like, it looks like it's out of Star Wars. I'm like, uh-oh, can't say that.
He's talking about that yellow beer belly thing.
Dancy lady.
Right.
Yeah,
like, fuck.
No,
which she was in the original.
Yeah, she was.
She was in the original, but she was a puppet, and then he, for some reason, CG'd
her. Yeah.
But right, she was in the original band,
so,
too.
So that dude was a 3.34?
3.34 for
nice.
That man.
Dr. G.
Dr. G?
Human
what
form.
What up, G?
Dr. G.
Oh, Mr. J.
No, this
no.
is G.
Mr. G.
Doc G.
That's not a doc.
That's not a doctor at all. Like unless he is a doctor of axiom
questions. I was saying, this dude is a straight-up crusader.
He's like a fucking Templar.
Yeah.
I actually, okay, look. If his name, wow, those are really bad fucking putties.
His outfit is cool as shit, but if he's supposed to be a doctor,
okay, his name is dumb, but I'm gonna tell you something.
He looks cool as fuck.
I like this.
Yeah,
like I feel like this guy even could have passed in another show, like where it was like a fucking Templar fucking show, you know what I'm talking
right.
about, like a crusader
does,
type of thing happening.
Like
if there was like some
he
knights
will.
Of like some far off planet, and they were like mystic knights,
you know, from maybe like Tyranog or something,
or
I
some
think,
made up planet.
Yeah, like let's just make up a word, like Tyranog at
yeah.
something like that.
So
he probably would have fit right in.
Yeah,
notice the shield.
Oh yeah, he's a scorpion.
Notice the helmet.
If he doesn't turn into a scorpion monster, that's disappointing as hell.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay.
Actually, he's got a scorpion on the axe too.
Yeah, he better turn into a damn scorpion.
I'm gonna tell you. I think this dude he really could have been something.
Right.
Okay.
They should have named him something other than Dr. G.
Here's the thing.
He's losing points for
his
that.
Name is fucking him up.
Right.
But I'm going to give him a 4.5 because I honestly think that this is well done, and he could have not only made it in different shows, like...
Are those fucking cowboy boots?
No.
No. No, they're not.
Okay.
No. They'd have spurs on
I know what you're
right.
talking about because you saw the strap,
yeah,
but no, that's not what's going on.
Like, is that fucking cowboy boots on a...
You know, I'll agree with Bill. 4.5.
I like him.
I'm super
I just think his name is
shit.
Really bad.
Right. No, I'm
and this
giving,
is well done.
Right. No, I already have my score down first. He was for me, he's a 4.2, and only because, one, his name is fucking with him, and, two, when it comes right down to it, he definitely seems like something that would have been better in, like, another fucking show.
I'm going 3.
All right.
Shane, did you give a score?
No, he's busy playing on his phone.
3 is fine.
Shane's too busy.
3.84.
Okay, so now we're going to Connie Laser. Okay.
He gets a bit of a scorpion head.
Yeah, his head transforms into a scorpion thing. Still relatively the same thing, now with a monster design. And he very much looks like he could have existed in R Rangers.
Does he have a Dragon Ball on his forehead?
A pearl, maybe.
Maybe that's what shoots the laser it's talking about? I don't know.
I mean, it's not bad.
I don't hate this. Yeah, I don't. I really don't hate this.
I'm
going
to drop
say,
it down to a 4, though. But it is cool.
That's fine.
Yeah,
I think I'll back that.
I'm sticking with my 3.
They could have done better with the head design, but it's not detracting that much.
Right.
The outfit is still pretty fucking solid.
I feel like he very much looks like a monster that could have appeared in our Power Rangers we grew up with now.
So what's your score, Dracula?
A 2.
Dang.
Wow, okay. Shane, check the fuck out. Yeah, 3.4, and I heard a buzz.
Okay. New Connie Laser.
What the fuck?
Shit.
Now that's more of a monster look.
So what you're telling me is that other one was not even his final form.
This is
from the
reboot
or something.
Yeah, because they reboot and kind of retell these. They always get like special movies or readaptations or remakes.
Right.
Kamen Rider is crazy with the amount of remakes and shit that they get in later eras where they try to update this and really keep it relevant. And this is what that guy would have looked like if they had ability to do him today.
You know, like that new Goldar we got?
Ronan just said this is from the movie.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That happens a lot with Kamen Riders, I've noticed.
Right.
Because we always see redesigns of the Riders in modern era. We've been seeing that literally since we started doing this.
Well, yep. Switch it to a different picture real quick.
That's
the only 2 we got? Shit.
Yeah.
Zoom in on that one.
Dude, this is something I can see, like, chasing you around fucking Rapture and
Bioshock. Yeah, I was going to say, he looks like some sort of mutated Big Daddy.
Yeah.
He's a very steampunkish.
Yeah. I can see something like that chasing you around.
Now, he almost looks like somebody... He almost looks like, years ago, somebody was on a plane and crash-landed, and they had to go down into Rapture, and they were carrying some of their T-virus with them. And one of them motherfuckers gutted that guy, and it got released inside of Rapture, and that's what the Big Daddies became.
That's more terrifying than what they actually are.
Right. I could see that, or maybe if, I don't know, fucking Bethesda were to actually do something cool. And
like actually finish a game and make it so that it fucking works when they release
it. Well, there's
it
that.
Patching it for the next fucking 20 years and re-releasing the game over and over and over and over and
that
over.
It's not Bethesda's MO, okay?
Oh, sorry. I know. I am
mistaken. Give you good games that are buggier than shit, and one day you'll be able to play it with no bugs.
Yeah.
Right.
Sure.
And
after the modding community fixes it.
Yeah, after the modding community fixes it for us.
And on a refrigerator.
Right. But no, like, if they were to do something cool, like, I don't know, make a vault where they were actually doing, like, gene splicing. So they took, like, a fucking rad scorpion and turned it into, a human rad scorpion hybrid.
But a,
like
rat, but a rad scorpion didn't exist.
At you got to remember the vaults,
yeah,
no, but
yeah, but they can't have a vault that's doing gene splicing on rad scorpions if there was no rad scorpions to do it ahead of time.
No, because they could still be doing the gene splicing, and then the bombs fall, do all their shit, and then somebody opens up the vault and continues the experiment. That shit happens all the time.
3.3.
Okay.
Like, I really like this design, but
is a decent monster design. 4.
Yeah, I'm going to go with 4.
Look, I'm going to tell you,
my
scores are fairly gracious because the last time we did this,
it was
ones, all motherfucking ones and zeros.
Right.
Which means that in a single show, they really stepped up their motherfucking game.
Yep. And to be fair, I see the scorpion more in, like, the chest where you get the eyes and the fucking little pincher mouth.
Well, the thing is, that could be a crab, though.
Right, exactly.
He looks more crab than scorpion.
Right.
Which, makes sense for our rapture theory.
Right. Eh, I'll still give him a 4. Like, they should have at least given him a stinger tail or something.
I thought he would have become a snake. Yeah, but that doesn't... He's named Snake. Yeah, but you don't understand science,
right? I know what you're talking. I know what you're referencing.
Yes, Mikey, we all have brains.
In our stomachs?
No, no Mikey, not in our stomachs. Wait, what?
Wait, what?
Okay, so I have a 3.3, a 4,
Mikey's
a 4,
so
and a 4.
I know. I fucking love that show. That is, I don't give a shit. That is the best Turtles they have ever made.
Yeah.
Watching it from start to finish, there's no better story told in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles that I have ever seen on screen in
if
my entire
crab,
life.
So who am I missing, or am I just skipping somebody?
Did Shane give a
did
score?
Did Shane give a score?
I said 4.
Okay, then I may have missed you then.
They made him a scorpion in his middle form.
3.86.
Okay, so we are on martial armor. Human.
Bone cup?
No, that's a flail.
Yes, that is a flail.
Yeah. Not to be confused with the mace.
He's got a fucking straight up Gundam hammer.
Yeah, it's true. He does.
He also is a scorpion.
No.
No, he's speeder.
I'm pretty sure he's either a spider or he's a crab.
Look at his chest.
No, I think...
he ain't Alaskan king, but if you hit him with the shampoo, it'll go away, at least for a while.
I think they said all the villains are scorpion stuff, so it might be like the scorpion
his
armor.
His helmet is fucking awful.
Yes, yeah. It is.
And it doesn't help that he has the crazy butt chin with clown makeup for his fucking lips.
Okay, I really
I like the rest of the armor, but the whole
I really
head
don't like
section.
This now because I'm seeing not the helmet, but the armor. I'm seeing something completely different. A show that I like that some people
he looks like the orange dude from fucking Ronin Warriors.
Damn it. I love that show.
If you take away his head, he looks like the orange dude from Ronin Warriors.
Looks like he also looks like the
Kento
fucking
of Hard Rock.
Well, I was going to say. He also looks like the armor that Dracula has.
Very.
I'll give this dude a 3.8. That helmet fucked him.
Dude, the helmet straight up fucked him.
Yeah,
his weapon also doesn't 3-5. Do him many favors because you really have to have a very specific look to pull off that fucking weapon, and he does not fucking have
it.
One.
Their colors match.
But, Scott, it's the exact same armor that Dracula wears in the fucking Keanu Reeves Dracula movie.
I'm going to be very gracious with a 3 on this one.
I'm going to give it a 3 because of the references of the Gundam Hammer and Ronin Warriors for me.
Okay.
Otherwise, this guy probably would have fallen far.
2.86, moving on.
Okay, so we're moving on. We're going to check out his kaiju form, which is Zarigana.
That looks like a crab.
I told you, he ain't Alaskan king, but if you hit him with the shampoo, he'll go away. And to be fair, he looks more like
he
a lobster man.
Hug.
He does look more like a lobster man.
Oh, Jesus Christ, it's the fucking lobster guy from fucking One Punch Man. Now that you were talking One Punch Man, now that's all I fucking see.
Oh so wait.
So he's going to get his fucking entrails blown the fuck out.
So if we rip his eye out.
Yes, he's dead.
Is all of his shit just going to spill out all over Gotten Creation?
Well, I mean, fucking, it is a Kamen Rider. He might have that ability to punch.
And he should feel real bad.
You mean kick?
Because
one kick,
He was defeated by a not broken Saitama yet.
If you kill this guy with fire and butter, you also get lunch.
It's true.
It's like a literal trophy for winning the battle.
He gets a 3 for the fact that he is mobile lunch. And I don't have to go to a shitty restaurant to get him.
Well, now I want lobster.
I mean, the only
Shane,
is we're not
you're
gonna
in
get
luck.
Cheesy biscuits.
I'm pretty sure that if I order off a fucking Grubhub, I can get you some cheesy biscuits and a lobster.
Nope, can't have those.
Well, you can't, but Shane can.
Yes,
Beach has to pay me back.
We can eat them in front of you, though.
Oh, yes. Sweet. That'll be great.
While we make noises like, oh, my God, Bill, wish you could have this.
Yep. Oh,
so
man.
Good.
So delicious are these cheesy biscuits.
Nope, can't
these
have biscuits.
These carbs are delicious.
Can't have biscuits no
oh,
more.
Oh, man,
nope.
And these potatoes.
Can't have potatoes anymore. Nope, can't have potatoes.
Don't worry, Bill.
Bill,
here's what I'm
basic
gonna,
food
here's
group,
what I'm
food
gonna
group
do for
anything.
You. Here's what I'm gonna do for you since I'm such a good friend. I'm gonna take the smell of the cheesy biscuits and infuse that in some water so it's like you're having a cheesy biscuit, but you're fucking not.
But the problem is, by doing that, somehow you're gonna change the molecular structure of the water and Bill won't be able to drink it.
Oh boy.
You can't have shit.
Dude, your life sucks. I'm
since I was...
We can kill you now and just put you out of your misery.
Since I was diagnosed on the 12th, I've lost 15 fucking pounds.
Yep.
Not a joke.
You need to just... You know,
15 pounds in 13 days is not healthy, bro.
No, that's...
I mean, it is
it's
healthy,
actually
but
ridiculously
it's healthy.
Because now I'm 2.5. Eating no sugar and, like, no fucking carbs. And
the only side effect he's
really
having...
I drop
having,
about a pound and a half a
the only,
day.
The only side effect he's really having is massive headaches from the not caffeine he can have.
Yep, because I can't have a lot of caffeine.
So his body is having withdrawals.
Oh, shit. It means you can't take Tylenol or aspirin or ibuprofen. That all has caffeine in it.
Yeah. Actually, a good deal of painkillers I'm not supposed to mess with. You're right.
Yeah, because they're bad for your liver.
I take baby Tylenol in the morning for my heart.
And I think that's the only kind of Tylenol that doesn't have caffeine.
Yeah, because to be fair, ibuprofen alone is bad for your liver and stuff. It can cause a lot of problems if you
fucking Ronan's right. Fucking give me a couple goddamn months at this rate, I'll have that OST Kirk bod.
No wrong. All right, so I'm at a 3.5. What's anybody
T-O-S?
Else got?
Yep. Why did he put OTS? Yeah, that's fucking
up. Earlier he put OST, so he's like the original soundtrack, Kirk? Scores.
Fuck yes. That's the best fucking.
So either way, I have a 3, a 2.5, and a 3.5. I need two more motherfuckers.
The original soundtrack,
I got a 3.
Did
okay.
Fucking Rocket Man.
Didn't he also do Fiddler on the Roof?
Yes, he so much
doing
did.
Right there, Scott?
I just want to get rid of part of this list so we can go to break and
gave a 4. I don't know what happened.
Okay, I didn't hear a 4. I think it's because we're all chit-chatting and a-laughing. 3.2.
Okay, here we go. This is the great leader, Destron.
Okay, I'm glad
he's
got
a hooded. He's got hooded and true form.
I'm glad you read that because from over here, it
okay,
looks
Shane.
Like it says the great lobster.
Go ahead.
His forms better not be. First
with
form,
hood and without hood.
Second form.
Shane, I'm going to make a wild assumption because I was here for the last episode that we did like this. And I'm going to tell you that his hood, this fucking KKK member.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can believe that.
Cool.
Probably give him a 0.
So he's going to get
a 0.
I'm just
going to click on him.
Well,
but
he's
I got
a
this
villain,
feeling.
So, I mean,
I got this feeling.
Doesn't matter.
Let's see.
He's pretty much a KKK guy. This is the only picture we get.
Of his hood form.
He looks fucking stupid. Give him a 0.
0.
I mean.
This is the only picture we got. He looks fucking dumb.
I'm
going to
give
a 0.
I'm going to give it. Yeah. Here's the thing. Even if he would have been fucking great, he represents something that I absolutely cannot stand. He gets a 0. Even if I understand the representation, even like when you use Nazis in a show like World War II and you're trying, like Captain America fights Nazis, it's still a representation of something that I don't care for.
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to not rate him because I can't see it.
Same. I can't see shit. I see
which
the
means
outline.
He gets a 0.
So, yeah. We're
let's
gonna...
check out. Let's check out his actual
so
form.
So, in
see
terms
if we can
of that,
we
have 3 zeros, which is a 0.
He's a 0. Done.
Give me my awful drink.
Okay.
Bill requests awful drink.
Okay, I'm going to make... Okay.
He would rather deal with awful drink than this shit.
Okay, I'm going to...
stick with the 0.
I'm going to be real with you guys here, and I'm going to make a lot of enemies here. But I've never cared about what people thought about me, so here we go. You guys really like this Kamen Rider show, and I still can't figure out why. Your villains are fucking trash. If that's your big baddie, come on, man.
Come on, we had fucking Lord Zedd.
But Shane,
teabag this fucking writer.
Shane, that's Dracula's skeleton.
Yeah, that fucking is.
That's
some
Dracula's skeleton. We have to go and put it in an urn and throw oak stakes at
that
it.
That is a puppet. That is a guy up there. That's a puppet master with his little fucking skeleton puppet. That's so fucking lame.
Yeah, no shit. That's why it's all zero.
That's so fuck. The pig monster we got in Power Rangers is a more convincing monster with design and everything.
Wait, which pig monster?
Yeah, the movie or the series?
Series.
Okay.
So the big fat
pig head
eats people?
Yeah, the pig head with like tiny arms and legs.
Yeah,
and
that can eat everything but spicy food.
Yep.
Is a better monster than their main bad guy.
Yeah.
At least in that form. Other form, he may have looked awesome. I couldn't really tell. So
you know who should have been their main villain? Dr. G.
That might have been better.
You're not wrong, yeah.
That actually would have been better.
Hell, the first guy, fucking knockoff Gandalf. Yeah. He would have been a better villain.
Their main bad guy is a spoopy skeleton.
It's not even spoopy.
It's a chalky skeleton.
So, if I made any enemies
today... He's missing
today,
a rib?
No.
I'm going to have to watch this show, because watching it... Because what I'm seeing, just by still pictures alone...
Oh, you'll be able to see at least the first two episodes on their YouTube channel.
Okay, well, here, let me make life easier so that way then we don't have to debate this shit for the next 20 minutes. His KKK hood was a zero, because you three rated zero... Everybody so far is giving this a, I'm talking about other shit instead of rating.
So he's a zero.
So he's a fucking zero. Yeah, so let's just get rid of this dumb motherfucker.
As a matter of fact, hold on. Have I used my nuke? Did I use that last episode? I don't remember.
Fuck. Chat, you're supposed to keep tabs on this shit. I know it's been a month since we've done this, but...
Actually, I've been thinking about changing the rules and saying that you get a nuke an episode because we can't seem to remember.
Wait.
Good.
Wait.
Good. A nuke an episode.
We just started the villains last time.
That's true. This is the first of the month. You know what? I like Bill's idea better, though. We get one nuke an episode. Nuke this motherfucker.
Okay.
Nuke the dicks off of him that have already been blown off.
But that also means you get a perfect praise per episode.
Good.
So take one of your favorite people and try to boost him up in the final rating.
Ooh,
so we'll make that a standard because we can't fucking remember.
Everything?
Because, see,
yeah,
we're trying to remember like 70 fucking years of whether or not we dropped a nuke. Like, that's a lot.
It's true.
I mean, the last time we dropped a nuke was back in 19-diggity-2.
Not wrong. All right, so then if you dropped your nuke, then everybody else gave zero, so that motherfucker's a -1.
Guys,
good.
Those were the leaders and generals.
Him.
Now we're going to check out these monsters of the week. See, he got a fucking zero, by the way.
Right.
No, we already knew.
Yeah.
I just made sure that he understood how shitty he was.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Let's start the monsters of the week. This is Mechanical Army, episode 1 through 29, starting with Scissors Jaguar.
You know, we've only got 8 minutes.
Original. Oh. No, but that's exactly what we're doing here. Okay. That's how
we're
going to
get it started,
things.
And then we'll come back to it later.
All right, this one's not terrible.
Okay.
I was going to say that first picture looks like it was animated head on
him. He's not
bad.
He looks like
something out of early He-Man animated.
Yeah. Where the fuck was this guy on the last episode?
You want to launch your Genesis on this guy?
No, I ain't doing that. Jesus.
Because we've seen so much awful. We see something that's even okay, and it seems like a godsend.
Yeah, I literally had to stop myself. I was about to be like, fuck, that's a 4. And I'm like, wait a minute.
No, rate fairly. This dude is a 4. I like his design. He's like a cyborg wolf. I fucking dig that.
After the crap we see, I appreciate you bringing mediocrity to the fucking...
Yes!
Right.
For the love of Christ!
I have to do like you, right fairly.
Yeah, I'm like, right fucking fairly, because like... Okay, so he has the Captain Ginyu horns, he's like a leopard man, he's got like a little fucking slashy arm, like his fucking right hand's a sword.
Okay.
I'd be addicted to this monster if I was a bad guy.
Here, go to one of the other pictures, because I'm trying to figure out about his left hand here.
Hey, guy.
They're both swords.
Hey, guy.
Are they?
Yeah, they're both swords.
Yeah, looks like they're both swords.
Yeah. Ah, okay, see, because the way that it was looking on the other one, it looked like it was like a weird whippy coil thing.
No,
I was like,
both of them are blades. That's okay. Why he's named Scissor.
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
That's why I like this guy. Both of his arms are fucking blades, so he can do scissors.
This guy's not too bad. My only thing is he can't hold my beer for me.
But he can open your beer bottle.
I do have enjoyed shows that have scissors.
Right.
He can't. But I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to give this guy a 3. But that's an exciting 3.
3.5.
That's a 3 with a big smile.
I'm going to go with that's an excited 3. I'm willing to say that's fair. This guy's a decent little monster guy for the time.
All right, no, I'll agree with Scott. He's a 3.5. So in terms of that, we divide that by the 5. He's a 3.4. So
let's see what happened when they rebooted this guy.
Come on.
Oh, yeah. Holy shit, that dude looks even
better.
He
looks more menacing than ever.
Oh, he looks like a Kraven.
Oh, shit.
Hey.
Oh, my God, he can hold my beer.
Yeah, in this one,
Shane got so excited he pooped his phone.
Okay. In this one, he's holding a blade in the other hand.
Yeah, he looks very well reimagined.
Right,
it's pretty fucking cool.
So I get Kraven feeling from this.
So wait,
Kraven the Hunter? Oh yeah, I get that.
Yeah, I can
see
where you're
seeing. Are we
rating
him separate from the other version?
Yes.
Well, yes,
he's completely different. Yes. Genesis.
Yeah, this is him rebooted.
Motherfucking Genesis.
I'm wondering if you're using that too soon.
Genesis? No,
we have
boom,
4 minutes for this episode.
We do, he's right.
Yes.
Genesis, motherfucker.
Technically speaking,
Shane's dropping
5.
The four.
I want a 5. I like
perfect
that.
Perfect 5. There you go, Shane. Attaboy.
I was going to say, technically speaking, we have 3
Genesis?
Minutes and 12 seconds.
We're going to end on a high note. I'll give him my 6 as well.
Yes! Yes! Double Genesis!
That means that we get to end out one of these weekly monster fucking episodes
with
on a super high
note.
Just
for
the sake. He is really cool, though.
I know. It's like, I fucking love the leather outfit. The fact that one side is orange color and the other side is the silver, that is a really damn good contrast. He still kind of has like that that cyborg feel to it. I like the style on his head.
It's like metallic leopard
armor. I like what Chat said.
And if you look, it's like one half of
king
his hair
and
is
armor
like
king.
a normal mane, and the other part is like rocker
that
hair.
That would drop it down for me.
I don't necessarily like Tekken, but they are right. That's interesting. It is like a king. It is like a
king
combination.
Yeah, but better.
Because
Tekken sucks.
sorry, but
right.
I will say this.
Did that save
I will
it?
Say this. I'm yeah, I'm legitimately interested. The new Tekken coming out has one character I'm super interested in. They actually put a traditional Shotokan karate user in the new one, and she uses original, not bullshit, not from sports, Okinawan Shotokan karate. And she looks fucking bad as shit.
We could use one of those in Dead or Alive.
She even actually uses the pull arms, which is a huge deal because most video games will not show you that. They'll show karate as a sport like it is today where it's got the punches and everything. And it's still a basic fighting form, but there's a thing in karate that's in its real fighting form. It's known as pull arms. The reason that arm goes forward is because it grabs, pulls, and delivers a hit on impact of momentum, which causes twice the damage. It is very visceral and damaging if you see real karate.
How many pictures are there?
That was it.
This was it.
Yeah, that was
just
it.
Two?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is a cyberpunk Khajiit.
No, this is a 5.2, and we're done with this episode.
I know.
So, Shane, say your thing.
Yep,
we're going to go take pee breaks.
Khajiit has wares if you have coin.
Yes!
Khajiit did nothing wrong!
Yep, so we'll close this one out, and we will be back with another episode. Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.